anymore, anymore. If you think I'm sorry for walking out last night, well, listen to my story, and you know I was right. That you regret it. How could you deceive me and think that I forget? I'm not gonna need you anymore. The people they stop and stare and wonder.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. And I'm your host, Dave.
Hey.
I'm joined with Graham Silvio of Silvio and Soul.
Hey.
Thanks for joining me tonight. Adam couldn't make it, but hopefully he'll be back next week.
Yeah, I'm his stand-in.
Yeah.
Thanks. For the day.
Thanks for doing that.
Thanks. And thank you.
We're just being really Canadian right now by thanking each other.
No, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
But anyways, we ended off that set. We played a really large collection of some obscure Canadian soul and blues and R&B. And we ended off, kind of bookended a little bit of a set there. But anyways, we ended off with Eddie Mercury, who played in a few different bands in Toronto in their soul scene. Started out in the Pharaohs and then played with the Silhouettes. And we ended off with a track from his 1969 blues album, which is entitled Electric Black Man.
No relation to Freddie Mercury.
No, not even at all. And I don't believe so. Anyways, we heard the song Lifestyle from this album, which recently got a reissue. Prior to that, we heard a really obscure and hard to find funk album from 1970, King Herbert and the Knights. And this is from their 70 album, King Herbert and the Knights with Jack Hardin. We heard their version of Lucille, which...
Yeah. We almost couldn't figure out if it was Little Richard's Lucille, but it is.
Yeah.
It just sung very differently. And it
completely rearranged.
It's a testament to Little Richard, I think, the way that he, arranged things.
Yeah, and the fact that they're able to do it in that style, really cool arrangement.
Yeah, interesting.
And prior to that, we heard a track from another band with Jack Hardin. Jack Hardin was an American soul singer, but he relocated to Toronto, became part of their music scene, and he recorded with the Silhouettes, which featured some Canadian musicians in the band.
Mm.
And they only ever did one single, and we heard that before Lucille, called I'm Not Running After You Anymore.
Okay.
And it was a long single, and they toured a lot, and they actually recorded this in Detroit, and it got kind of a low-key release in 1968.
Okay.
And was recently reissued a couple of years back.
Mm.
And Jack Hardin guested on this album with King Herbert and the Knights on most of the tracks, but not all. Prior to that, we heard some really cool Canadian soul singers from Toronto. We heard Shirley Matthews and the Big Town Girls, I believe is the name of the band. Yes, and we heard a track called You Can Count on That.
You Can Count on That.
You Can Count on That.
Yes. Shirley Matthews.
Yes, and interesting story with Shirley Matthews. She put out a single called Big Town Boy, and it sold over a million copies, really high charting.
Huge hit.
Hit in Canada. And she only ever put out a couple singles and then retired from music. And just a little interesting...
She became a racquetball executive.
Yes, a CEO of a racquetball and sports company. She retired from music in 67. I believe she only ever had two singles. Really great, just kind of obscure.
She must have played racquetball all through her music career in order to be to qualify...
It's possible.
...to be a racquetball CEO.
Maybe. We don't know.
She probably, I would assume... How did she get that job? Did she just apply, an interview? They were like, you seem like a good choice.
Maybe they heard the song and they're like, you can work wherever you want.
You're so musically talented, you should be the CEO of a racquetball company.
I'm sure there's some story behind that, but we don't know it. So before the Shirley Matthews track, a great song, by the way, we heard a pair of tracks from Diane Brooks. Now, these tracks preceding this kind of had a connection with the band The Soul Searchers, which Eric Mercury was in. The song, we'll touch on that in a moment. But we heard a pair of tracks from Diane Brooks. What did we hear? We heard Walking on My Mind from 69. This was her big hit in Canada.
Right.
It was, I believe, number 4 on the RPM charts, which no longer exists.
Yes.
And it kind
now
of...
Now defunct.
Kind of launched her career as a solo artist, and she put out a lot of releases after that. But we also heard an early single before that, In My Heart, which was a single. From also, I believe, 67, I think.
The follow-up?
It reversed, yeah.
Yes.
And then we heard Diane Brooks' group that she was with prior to that called The Playmates.
The Playmates.
From 1957, we heard the single In My Heart.
Okay.
Prior to that, we heard Eric Mercury and the Soul Searchers. As mentioned, Eric only ever did one song. They recorded in Detroit. This was Lonely Girl, which was reissued recently, but it came out in 68 on like a more low-key label, more independent type label.
Okay.
And really great track. There's two versions. It's like Lonely Girl Part 1 and Part 2.
Right.
It's really the only song they ever did. They played a lot and toured a lot, but there's one of those bands where a lot of people were in the band and they would go on to do other things, as we were talking about earlier, including Diane Brooks, as well as Eric Mercury, who went on to do solo stuff in the more blues vein, mixing soul as well. So that's kind of some really cool, obscure Canadian
fascinating
soul. Yeah, and then before that we heard a bunch of tracks that you selected.
A bunch of tracks I brought out. Yes. Brought on down.
Yes.
Including The Supremes, Let Me Go the Right Way, released on a... I got it from a compilation album called Soul City Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But that song was written by Barry Gordy and was released in 1962. It sounds great. We were talking about how great it sounds, like the quality of the master is really fantastic.
Yeah.
And Barry Gordy writing songs, I think he became like really kind of like just a money man and an executive later in his career. But this is pretty early.
Yeah, and he wrote a lot of songs.
He wrote a lot of songs.
A lot of great songs too. And that's a really cool obscure track that you brought. And then before that we had a track that we're going to dedicate to two friends of ours.
Yeah, Lloyd Williams and the Highlighters. Or Highlights. Lloyd Williams and the Highlighters. You can catch them at Staples. This track was called Kangaroo Dance. Shout out to all my Australian peeps.
Brady and Carly, hello.
Especially Brady and Carly.
Yes. Friends of the show and station.
Everyone in Australia that I know.
I hope that you're hopping around to these tracks.
We were saying that track really did need like a comical boing spring sound.
But it didn't have it.
Would have benefited, I think.
Okay.
Sir Mac Rice preceded that with Baby I'm Coming Home. And the Falcons, I Found a Love. Sir Mac Rice was in the Falcons briefly for a number of years. So that's why we paired those two tracks.
Yeah. And then we started with the Falcons. Did you mention that track?
Yeah, I Found a Love.
Okay, I Found a Love. No need to... That's a well-known track by them.
It was a hit.
And we're gonna dive into some 70s soul.
Yeah, 60s, 70s soul with the Fantastic Four. So they were signed to Rick-Tick Records, which is a rather relatively obscure early Detroit label that was later acquired by Motown. They really sort of acquired a Motown sound once they and met with some success. They were Rick-Tick's biggest selling act, even outselling Edwin Starr, who was originally signed to that label. And they were played all over CKLW back in the day. And then they in 1970s Motown acquired the label and they played on the Soul subsidiary for a number of years.
Cool. And we're also going to hear a pair of tracks from Detroit Emeralds.
Yeah, the Detroit Emeralds, they were pretty successful through the 1970s and produced a lot of like charting singles. But then they broke up. The band variously broke up and got together over the years. And they never, I feel, really sort of solidified. But they had the potential. I think that they sound incredible. They could have been like very, you know, like a, I don't know, like a really great soul band from the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear some of this. The next set, starting off with a track from the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
What are we going to start off with? Oh, you can't see it.
No,
okay. Take Him Back If It Makes You Happy.
Take Him Back If It Makes You Happy.
So we're going to start off this next set. You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. This is the Fantastic Four.
Do what you gotta do. Oh,
That gave you Do Me Right.
Do Me Right.
Wear This Ring. You want it, you got it.
You want it, you got it.
The Detroit Emeralds.
You want it, you got it.
Hitbound on Westbound Records.
You want it, you got it.
With a brand
just
new album.
Feel the need. Oh, feel the need in me.
One of the most exciting sounds around. The Detroit Emeralds are gonna get right down inside your soul. You want it, you got it. The Detroit Emeralds. Westbound Records proudly presents the Detroit Emeralds, Hitbound on Westbound Records.